Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Having a network's important, so I called Trent Tucker. I said, I'd like to talk some basketball. That was what happened with the Gophers and the Timberwolves last night. He picks up the phone, and his son is just getting out of hockey practice, which I still can't believe that Trent Tucker has a son that plays hockey. But, hey, whatever makes them happy and whatever they want to do in life, right, Trent? Whatever they have a passion for, we were just talking about this before, you never get in the way of great passion, do you?
No, you allow kids to do what they like to do and then let them figure it out down the road. Because if you try to steer them in one direction and they don't like that direction, you know, it could be tough on them. So I just allow my kids to pick the sports and the activity that they like to be a part of and kind of go from there.
I'm glad you didn't try to become a goalie because I don't think that would have worked as well as being a three-point shooter.
No.
All right, so last night I go watch the Timberwolves and Golden State, and it's like, you know, it really is like, I mean, I still love it because there's still got to be great players to be on that floor, and you got to be a great college player to even get a shot last night. And yet at the same time, it loses a lot of its sizzle when the big names aren't out there. What do you think of the NBA when, you know, once teams separate themselves and you know they can't get a shot, all of a sudden guys that you expect to play are injured for longer and this and that? What can the NBA do about that part of it? Anything?
There's nothing they can do about it because, players are taking time off and teams that are winning, that are contending for championships, and if they have star players and if they have enough good players where they can rest those star players during their regular season, you know, that's what they're going to do because they're trying to preserve as many guys as they can to see if they can make one more final run during playoff time.
But it's also the teams that, and this is what I don't like about it, it's the teams that are out of it, and not only can the players take time off when they want, but the management doesn't care because they're more interested at some point in time in getting in the lottery, right?
Well, you know, and you know, years ago I could understand when you had some top-flight college players coming out, you know, a 1-10 that could affect the franchise and make a quick turnaround, but when you look at the college game today, you don't have those players coming out anymore because most of those guys who come out, you know, are 19 years of age, and they're not ready yet from a physical standpoint to turn a bad franchise around all by themselves.
Shabazz Napier scored 20 points the last three games, and I get caught up in a little bit too when I watch him. I go, well, why not just play him every game and see what happens? Tell me about that. When we see somebody come and they all of a sudden they catch fire for a little while, and most of the time it doesn't endure or last. Is that because franchises don't want to put time into people that weren't first-round picks or they're paying money to, or is that because eventually they figure these guys out?
Well, you want to give your first-round draft picks every chance that they can to see what they can do because you are invested in them for the future. Take a guy who comes in as a free agent, a guy who has bounced around the league, you know, you're not going to give him, you know, all the chances that he deserves because you're looking to see if you can put that number one guy in the right spot at the right time.
For sure. Now, David Stern passed away this week, and you knew him personally over the years. You're one of the few people I know that when David Stern came to town and he saw you, he'd seek you out and say hi to you and shake your hand, etc. Who was David Stern, and what was he to the players? Did the players did they respect him because they said this guy really got us a lot, or was he seen as management? Who was he?
Yeah, he was very well respected. He was a guy that held people accountable, and that's the one thing you like to see from your leaders. Is they're going to make sure that, you know, the people who are working either for him or the guys that they're going to do what they're supposed to do. So he did a very good job at that. And he was a guy that marketed the NBA very well. You know, he took all the tools that he had in front of him and made sure that he could put them on the world stage. When he took over in 1984, he had the luxury of having Magic Johnson in L.A., Larry Bird, you know, in Boston. All of a sudden now those two-story franchises were fighting for championships once again. And then the first year he came in, I think his first NBA draft, he had a chance to announce that the Chicago Bulls were going to get Michael Jordan. That was a real big thing for David Stern at that time. So, you know, he was able to take advantage of all the things that were in front of him to make the NBA a whole lot better.
So what was it like before David Stern? You played in the league for a few years before he was the commissioner. What was the difference?
Well, it just, you know, selling the players, you know, making the players larger than life. You know, he made it more of a player's game, mostly than the coach's game. He had the vision, you know, to put his best players in the right position where they could be successful.
Yeah, for sure. And the other thing I think that he did pretty well was he said you need to promote the star players and you need to make them a part of the package. And for better, you know, the only risk you take is if one of those guys gets in trouble or gets hurt, it could be problematic. But in general, they're going to carry the league and they're going to carry the TV ratings. And then he had the good fortune of cable TV growing, too.
Mike, I lost you for a second there.
I said he marketed around the stars, and as long as they didn't get in trouble or get hurt, he was okay. And then he also had the big benefit, though, of cable TV growing at the same time that he was the commissioner.
He did. You know, David Stern was very good at making sure, you know, that he took advantage of the NBA in a positive way. And he saw the big picture. He knew that he had some players who were here and there could take the game, you know, on a global stage. And all of a sudden, when the NBA decided in 1992 that they were going to use NBA players, you know, for the Olympics, that's when the NBA really took off.
Trent, I'll let you get back to the task at hand, which is getting your son home from hockey. Either that or you're getting faxes right now. Either that or it's your car door. But we'll let you go. Take care of the business at hand, okay?
Okay, bud. Talk to you soon, okay?
You bet. Trent Tucker, one of the all-time good guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.